The following is the realization of His Holiness Bhakti Charu Swami.
When we hear about individuals like Nandarani, so many possibilities flash across our minds. The possibility that strikes us very strongly is that she was a very advanced soul. Her age might have been only 13, but her soul was undoubtedly very advanced. She was a devotee. She made very wonderful advancement in her spiritual life, which was rather short. When she left her body in her previous life, certain things were yet to be completed. She had some things to be done. She came in this world, in this life, to complete her business and went back, with all probability, back to Godhead, back to Krishna. For her, it has been wonderful, but for those of us who are left behind, it is painful, because we are deprived of our association. However, we should consider that she is so wonderfully situated now. She is with Krishna. She is in Vrindavan. She is serving Krishna with all the other associates of Krishna. She is doing so many things for Krishna. When Krishna goes to the field to take the cows for grazing, she waits with the other gopis for Krishna to come back. And when she sees that Krishna's cows are coming back, then, and she hears the sound of the mooing of the cows and the flying of the dust and the laughter of the cowherd boys, and when she sees the cowherd boys in excitement, she starts to dance and runs to have a better glimpse of Krishna. Thereafter, she assists the gopis when they're bathing Krishna. After Krishna comes back home, and then when Krishna is taking prasad, she watches Krishna taking prasad with his cowherd boyfriends. Just by remembering all this, we can make spiritual advancement. Now we have two options. We can feel sad thinking what happened to her body, or we can become jubilant remembering what she is doing now in the spiritual sky. That is up to us, and as devotees, we go for the spiritual option, and we pray that we also can make such spiritual advancement, and someday we also can go back to the spiritual world to be with Krishna. After all, Srila Prabhupada, through his writings, through revealing the Vedic scriptures, made us understand that this material body is not important. This body is going to die. Sooner or later, we have to leave this body, and our real identity is in our spirit soul. Let us consider, sometimes we may be in a very nice situation, and in that nice situation, we fall asleep. Does that nice situation make any difference to us then? It does not, because when we fall asleep, we don't know where we are. On the other hand, let us consider, we are in a difficult situation and we fall asleep and have a beautiful dream. Then, do we remember the difficult situation? No. In this way, we can see that our body consciousness is not so important. Every day when we fall asleep, we forget about our body. We leave our bodies. We don't know what is happening to our bodies then. Now, so-called death is also like falling asleep. The only difference between sleep and death is that in sleep we wake up in the same body, and in death we wake up in another body. Hence, if sleep is desirable, why shouldn't death be desirable? Death is not desirable because death is frightening. Death is painful because we do not know what is going to happen to us after death. We are not afraid of falling asleep because we are confident that we will wake up in the same body next morning. Now, if we get to understand with the right type of knowledge and awareness that after death also we will wake up in another body, then why should we be afraid of death? If we know that the next body is going to be a better one, and what to speak of if the next body is going to be a spiritual one, then who will be afraid of death? If Krishna comes and calls us back to Him, are we going to say no to Him? Only those who are in ignorance will speak like that. However, those who are situated in knowledge, those who know Krishna, will see Him, see that the Vishnudutas are coming and they are telling us that the chariot is ready to take us back to Godhead. So when we know that we have a better situation, which is going to be much better than this one, then why should we be worried? And that is the reality. It is not just imagination. Isn't it a genuine proof that at death, when we become unaware of the body completely, when we leave the body for good, we will continue to exist? And if we act in a right way, then the next body is going to be a better body. The body is the house for the soul. If the house is falling apart, the roof is leaking, the plumbing does not work, sanitation does not work, heating and air conditioning does not work, and on top of everything, the house may collapse at any moment. And at a time like that, if somebody comes and tells us to leave the house, and if we say we don't want to go, will it be intelligent? We don't want to leave the house because we don't know that there is another house waiting for us. However, if we have the information that there is another house waiting for us, which is newly constructed and much better than the previous one, then why will not leave this old dilapidated house for the new one? Our situation is like that. When we become old, the body becomes diseased, and then the time comes for us to leave the body, and when we leave the body, we think that it is the end of our existence because we don't know anything beyond our body. Generally, we live our lives centered around this material body, and as a result of that, we do not understand that beyond this body, there is our spiritual existence, and the spirit soul never dies. And when the spirit soul leaves one body, another body is there for it to enter. If we lead our lives in ignorance, thinking that our body is our real self, then obviously we will be afraid to leave the body because we do not know anything beyond the body. And when the time comes for us to leave the body, we feel that is the end of our existence. However, if we have the spiritual understanding that this body is just like a dress, this body is like a machine, the body is just like a house for the soul, and the soul is the real person, then why should we be afraid to leave the body? And especially when we know that we have surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the Supreme Controller. We are practicing to be His servant. So if we serve Him nicely, then naturally He'll be pleased with us and He'll give us another opportunity to serve Him, either in this material world or in the spiritual world. And our joy actually lies in serving Him. When we serve Krishna, we naturally feel joyful. However, when we try to serve our bodies, we become miserable. So serve Krishna and experience endless joy, because Krishna is in the joyful situation. Krishna is the source of all joy. If we can become a servant of Krishna And if Krishna allows us to be with him, then we will also be in that joyful situation. So this information is scientific and not just imagination, as less informed people think it to be. We have a very wonderful source of information, Srila Prabhupada's books. And when we go beyond Srila Prabhupada's books, we find that Srila Prabhupada's books are actually based on the writings of the previous acharyas. Srila Prabhupada simply gave the informations that came from the Vedic scriptures all the way from Krishna through a disciplic succession, from Krishna to Brahma, then Brahma to Narada, in a language that we all can understand. Hence, I will once again remind Ananda Mohan Das and Vrindavaneshwari Devi Dasi that they should not think how Nandarani left her body. Rather, they should think in what kind of situation she is in now. And that's how wonderful that situation actually is. To be with Krishna in the spiritual world, to render service to Krishna in the association of all the associates of Krishna. And then they'll immediately see that this remembrance will become such a source of joy, that this remembrance will actually increase their Krishna consciousness. This remembrance will increase their faith in Krishna, and this remembrance will make them recognize that the spiritual reality is real, and this will help them to go back to the spiritual sky also. Devotees know that whatever they go through by Krishna's arrangement is for their own benefit. For example, a surgeon is operating on a patient. A layman will think, what is this man doing to him? He is killing him. However, a person in knowledge knows that the surgeon is not killing the patient, but he is actually saving him from misery. And he makes all the arrangement in such a way that the patient does not feel the pain. If a surgeon, while operating on the patient, makes so many wonderful arrangements so that his patient does not feel the pain, then what to speak of the supreme surgeon, Krishna, what kind of arrangements he will make while treating his patients so that they don't feel any pain. And what do the devotees see? Devotees see that in spite of going through all the difficulties, that person does not give up Krishna consciousness. Rather, he becomes stronger in his Krishna consciousness. Now, doesn't that act as a very wonderful example? If a person who is undergoing difficulties does not give up Krishna consciousness, then why should others give up? I will give you a very simple example. Look at what Ananda Mohan and Vrindavaneshwari are going through. Their only child had to leave in such a painful and pathetic way. But they have tolerated it. How could they do that? This was possible because they have taken shelter of the holy name. They have taken shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. They are chanting his holy names and they are associating with him through his holy name, as a result of which all their sufferings have been alleviated.